الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. يقول عز وجل بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولنذيقنهم من العذاب الأدنى دون العذاب الأكبر لعلهم يرجعون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في معنى الحديث: من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده، فإن لم يستطع بلسانه، فإن لم يستطع بقلبه، وذلك ضعف الإيمان. الحمد لله، my respected brothers, علماء الكرام، thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave us tawfiq to perform our salat with jama'ah. Dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us in this world for temporary. We are here for a short period of time. And the aim of our coming is to prepare our akhirah, to make our akhirah. Ad-dunya mazra'at al-akhir. This world is a plantation for akhirah. We are here to make our akhirah. And my dear brothers, for us to understand this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to send Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Approximately 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salam came in this world to remind us this, the purpose of our coming in this world, that we are not here for this world, we are here for akhirah. We are here to make our akhirah, to prepare our akhirah. So my dear brothers, and the period which Allah Ta'ala sent us in this world is very temporary. Now we are alive, soon we'll be gone. We'll die. We'll meet our Allah Ta'ala. So to prepare that, Allah sent us. And the basis of our preparation is iman. To strengthen our iman. Because iman is a driving force. The thing that gonna help us, you know, they gonna drive us to obey the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to the iman of a person, you'll be able to follow the commandments of Allah ta'ala. Luqman Hakim alayhi salam, he told his son that make your iman strong, because if one person iman is strong, he will be able to obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. If the iman of the person is weak, you know, he'll be unable to follow the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So to strengthen our iman, to make our iman strong, the belief in Allah, that Allah Ta'ala is one, la ilaha illallah, the belief in the kalima, that Allah is one, He's alone. Does everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator. Besides Allah, no creator. Allah is our master. Allah ta'ala, He does everything. Besides Allah, nothing can do. Nothing can harm. Nothing can give benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does everything. And my dear brothers, in doing everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't need help from anyone. لا يحتاج إلى أحد. Allah ta'ala don't depend, he's not in need of anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent. لا يستعين بشيء. And Allah ta'ala, he don't need assistance from anyone. He's one, he's alone, he's doing everything, my dear brothers. Every creation depends on Allah Ta'ala. Every makhluk, every creation is muhtaj. It needs Allah Ta'ala. For its movement, its harakat, it needs Allah. The creation needs Allah in everything, my dear brothers. Allah alone is independent. Our sustenance in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Everything in the hands of Allah. My dear brothers. And my dear brothers, the way to success is the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to follow our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah goes together with Muhammadur Rasulullah. that La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah and His Rasul. Obey Allah and His Rasul. Atiyu Allah wa atiyu Rasul. وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Allah and His Rasul. What may Nabi brought to you, you should take it. Meaning that you have to obey the commandments of Allah and you have to take our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a model, as an example. لَكَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ وَسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. You got a best example in the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِن تُطِعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا. If you follow him, you'll be guided. So my dear brothers, we have to obey the commandments of Allah in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers, Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhum, they had this in their lives. Allah and His Rasul. They put Allah in front. No, and His Rasul. They took Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as an example, as a model. They used to follow him, you know. And my dear brothers, you can see the love which Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu had for the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their lives. Once a certain Sahabi, Abdullah ibn Ghaffar radiallahu anhu, he saw his nephew doing something which was prohibited by the Nabi of Allah. In seeing him, he told him, he prohibited him. He told him, don't do this. Because the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala has prohibited you to do it. You mustn't do this. In the absence of this, his uncle, he started repeating the same thing. He was doing the same thing. So when his uncle phoned him, he told him that after hearing that the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala has prohibited you, you are doing it again. What gave you courage? By Allah, I will never speak to you again. I will never visit you if you seek. And if you die in my lifetime, I will never attend your janazah. That was the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, to follow the Nabi of Allah, not only the ways, you know, merely the ways that I love the Nabi of Allah, you know, but we have to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam through actions, ways and actions. We have to follow him, you know. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, you know, he told his son that the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala told us that allow your women to read salat in the masjid. You know, his son, he said, he told him that our women, we can't allow them to read salat in the masjid. He was not saying it because he was against the Nabi of Allah. No, but he just said it because of the condition of the time. And his father was angry. He was upset with him. And he never speak to him again. You know, he was angry with him. That was the love of the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. Like a poet says, أَمُرَّ عَلَى دِيَارِ دِيَارِ لَيْلَى أُكَبِّرُ ذَا الْجَدَالِ وَذَا الْجَدَالِ مَا حُبُّ الدِّيَارِ شَغْفًا قَلْبِ وَلَكِنْ حُبُّ مَنْ سَكَنَ الدِّيَارِ. When I pass by the city of Layla, my beloved Layla, I hug and kiss each and every one of that city. Not because of the love of the city, rather the love of Layla. No. So my dear brothers, if you love the Nabi of Allah, anything that is connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we love it. His ways, we love them. My dear brothers. And my dear brothers, this iman will drive us to follow the commandments of Allah. Whether salah, whether ilm, whether knowledge of deen, whether remembrance of Allah, whether ikram, whether ikhlas, you know. If iman is strong, all the amal, all the actions of deen will become likewise. If iman is weak, we'll be weak in everything. We become weak, you know. What is driving an elderly person for Fajr Salah? And a young person who got big muscles, he goes for Jimmy. He's unable to come for Fajr Salah. Why? Because his iman can't wake him up. He can run in the road, you know. He can carry heavy things, but he can't lift up the blanket for Fajr Salah. Because of the weakness of iman. So iman is a driving force. It's going to make us obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. It's going to put each and every command at a place, my dear brothers. And my dear brothers, this deen were founded with sacrifices and qurbani. Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhum, they gave everything. Armal and nisa'ahum. They made their wives widows. It's not, we haven't just found deen like that. They gave everything. Armal and nisa'ahum. They made their wives widows. Aitama awladahum. They made their children orphans. They went to the four corners of the world. Because of their sacrifices and qurbani, we are Muslims. Not by chance, my dear brothers. My dear brothers. So for this deen to remain in our progeny, my dear brothers, we need to give same sacrifices and qurbani. We have to follow them. You know? We should follow their lifestyle. لَا يَسْرُ آخِرُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ إِلَّا بِمَا صَلَهَا أَوَّلُهَا Imam Malik rahmatullah said that the reformation, the Islam of this ummah can never made except with the same, you know, procedure which the first ummah was made. You know, we have to follow them. We have to follow their ways for this deen to remain, for our Islam to be made, my dear brothers. Nowadays, the deen is coming out from our lives, from the lives of the ummah. But where the solution? How to bring the ummah back? How to bring the ummah back to where it was? When Allah Ta'ala said at the condition of that time that Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum, that deen was complete, you know. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left complete deen. So how to take back the ummah to where it was? When Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi was asked the purpose of this work, he said, to bring the ummah back where it was. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leaving this world, where he left the ummah? To bring them back, my dear brothers. So this is our work. In being in this ummah, Allah Ta'ala has given us the work of Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. Ana khatam al-nabiyyin, la nabiyyin min ba'di. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that I'm the seal of prophethood. No nabi to come after me, la nabiyyin min ba'di. No nabi will come. So the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been placed on the shoulders of this ummah. May the brothers. مَنْ رَأَ مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرُ بِيَدِهِ We are not free. That we can't choose that I want to do this way or I don't want it. No. مَنْ رَأَ مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرُ بِيَدِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِفَ بِلِسَانِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِفَ بِقَلْبِهِ وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ الدَّالُّ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ كَفَاعِلِهِ وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ That they must be amongst you, the nation that gonna carry the responsibility of this work, that gonna, you know, command people to do good and prevent them from misdeeds. You know, that is the successful ummah, that is the successful group, made every this. So we have to take this way. It is our responsibility, made every this. When a traffic officer is not doing what you're supposed to do, what will happen in the road? Accidents will happen. You see? Accidents will take place. The robots are not working. There's a long queue on the road. No traffic. Difficult to pass, difficult to cross. Why? Because, you know, those who have been given the responsibility, they are not doing what they were supposed to do. So to say or to talk about the gunas or the sins of this ummah is easy. But have we carried, have we took the responsibility which the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala has placed on our shoulders? Have we fulfilled the work of da'wah which Allah Ta'ala has given us? Are we doing it? So my dear brothers, this is our work. So that's where we are seeing the jamaats are coming out in the path of Allah. You know, what is the aim behind? Is to come back to our responsibilities. to do our responsibilities, which Allah has placed on our shoulders. May they bless us. So inshallah, alhamdulillah, today also is the day of Jum'ah. You know, we'll have Shabir Guzar today. We should come and take more brothers. Why we are coming for Shabir Guzar? You know, to understand this work of Dawah. You know, to have the knowledge of this work. You know, to come back to our purpose of life in being in this ummah. We are not like the previous ummah. You know, not the ummah of Nuh.